Rosamond Farms has asked the Department of Ecology to certify a plan to use biosolids produced from municipal sewage sludge as a fertilizer on grain fields bordering Mill Canyon. Ecology spokeswoman Joy Redfield Wilder says the material has been approved on other farmland in the state and is certified as being safe.
They are sampled for to make sure that they don't have these pathogens or vectors, and they are tested for metals and other materials. It's just a part of the process that we want to make sure that there's not any human health concerns related to pathogens or other toxic substance.
But some residents of the canyon aren't convinced. Morton Alexander has property there in a small orchard and worries about specific canyon conditions that could lead to the material winding up on his and others' nearby property.
Like we had a big flood in 2014 that brought down all kinds of topsoil from the farms up above. Mm-hmm. Also, as most people who live in this area know, there are wind storms that carry farmland wherever.
Alexander worries also about a spring on his property and how the sewage waste might impact the water quality, especially for members of the public who often fill up containers from the spring at a nearby road. There are also concerns from nearby organic farmers. Timothy Pello from the long-standing Tolstoy farm worries about how the nearby biosolids might affect their organic certification if some of the material were to be blown onto their fields. The ecology spokeswoman says the certification process will ensure that the material does not pose a threat to any neighbors in the canyon.
And those permit requirements are site-specific. In this case, we're looking at a site that does contain some steep slopes and areas where we won't allow the biosolids to be applied. But it is also a farm that's in the CRP program, so it's got some extra buffer space. We've had our hydrogeologist study the proposal and find that there shouldn't be threats to surface or groundwater at this site.
But those efforts don't impress an attorney who represents Mill Canyon residents in the case.
Everything that's getting filtered out in a sewage treatment plant that they're trying to keep out of the water is going to be going into the sludge.
That's Rachel Pascal Osborne, who says she thinks ecology has a dual and often conflicting role in the story.
Where they're both trying to help the wastewater treatment plants get rid of their sludge, put it somewhere, but at the same time regulating the application of that sludge. And it's a conflict for them because they want to help treatment plants get rid of it. And so they're motivated, I think, perhaps to cut corners and not worry about all of the things that are not being tested for.
Ecology expects to sign off on the certification in the next 45 days. The agency spokeswoman says because of the sheer amount of testimony from residents during the previous comment period, it's taken several months to finalize the process. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.